Time now for StoryCorps, the project recording stories of everyday Americans. Today, we hear from Bishop Ricardo Ramirez. He came to StoryCorps to remember his grandmother, Panchita Espitia, and a story that began in 1981 in San Antonio, Texas.
I was asked to be a bishop, and there was going to be a reception for me. So I called my grandmother. She was one of these women who lived out in the ranches who would grab a rattlesnake by the tail and snap its head off. She was strong, and she raised this big family. Well, two or three days before the party, my grandmother arrives. I asked, "What have you been doing lately?" And she said, "I've been having a good time." "Well, what do you do at 90 years old to have a good time?" He says, "Oh, son, I've been going to funerals." I said, "You have been having a good time at funerals?" "Oh, yes." He says, "We drink coffee, we tell stories, we meet old friends. It's wonderful. We have a great time." I said, "Grandma, how can you have a good time when somebody dies?" She looked at me straight into my eyes, and she was serious, almost scolding me. Then she says, "Son, haven't you learned yet that it is a privilege to die?" In all my years of study in theology and listening to sermons, I had never quite heard it that way. A few weeks later, she had that privilege. She was in the hospital, recovering from a heart attack, but we knew she probably wouldn't make it at her age. And she kept repeating like a mantra, "Solo quiero ver a Dios." I just want to see the face of God. That was the last thing I ever heard her say. And then she died 2 days later. When she died, she was singing songs from catechism. "Al cielo, I want to go to heaven, I want to go to heaven." Songs from childhood. And she died singing. She was just an amazing woman. I'll never forget Panchita.
Bishop Ricardo Ramirez in Mesilla, New Mexico. His grandmother's funeral was the first one he performed as a bishop. His interview will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the Library of Congress. The StoryCorps podcast is at npr.org.